Hi, I'm Dana.
And I'm Kristen.
Welcome to our podcast,
Mismatched.
We are two moms from completely different walks of life
who discovered friendship where least expected.
This is our space to share, connect, and try to survive this crazy thing we call life. Whatever you are doing
or wherever you are headed, take Mismatched along for the ride. Hello, everybody.
Hi, guys. We were just commenting.
Happy Wednesday.
Yeah, happy Wednesday. Sorry.
Halfway made it through the week.
I was just commenting on a typical mom life here that if you look in the background to what you guys will see as the left of Kristen, it's everyone's shoes at the front door. Like, it's just...
I actually took my shoes off.
Well,
are you so
nice.
Impressed?
I am, because...
I would be the dirtiest visitor.
Oh, look, there's Lucky Charms on my floor. From this morning.
You do have some Lucky Charms. There not are two the marshmallows. Lucky Charms. They never leave those.
Nope. But just typical that
your
there
floor
would
is
be.
Cleaner than mine.
My dogs will not eat crumbs. It's the weirdest thing. Like our old dog that died would not let it even hit the floor. Yeah. Alice was fat, and so she would never let anything hit the floor. But these dogs, they do not.
They're picky. So. Our dogs do eat off the floor. But what's more disturbing is that when I was filling up all the sports water bottles and I set them down on the ground, like, because I do that the night before with the ice, water, I'm like, gross. It's like we have grit and grime on our floor.
Same. I walk around barefoot and I just feel it.
I can't walk around barefoot. I have to walk around in slippers.
That's what I usually
get this from
do.
My dad. Like, he likes a clean floor, and so do I. And frankly, I am just giving up on a clean house for the next 6 weeks.
I'm giving up for the next 6 years.
Oh, you are not.
I don't know. I feel
someone
like
once said, you know, I'd rather have a messy house than no memories, which is very true. Well, hello, Tom.
Oh, Tom just walked in.
Welcome home.
So that's funny that you say that because my mother-in-law, like years ago, I don't think she listens, but.
Her house is perfectly
clean. Well, no, she bought me that sign over there, and it says, good moms have sticky floors, dirty ovens, and happy kids, which is so cute coming from literally anyone but your mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Like, your mother-in-law buying you something saying that your house is dirty is, like, a little bit of a dig, I feel like.
I don't think Nancy's ever commented on her house being, like, dirty or clean. Like, she remains pretty neutral. To the average person who comes in our house, you would think, man, your house looks good. And then, like, you start to look around the
floor. I think that's probably how my house is.
Because it's all picked up. It's clean. We don't do clutter. I mean, don't get me wrong. We have clutter sometimes, but I like to pick it up. But
I think that's how our house is for the most part. Like, to the average person, it probably looks fairly put together. And then if you really look, it's pretty dirty.
It's fine. Yeah. I'm looking around your house, and I think we should discuss all the signs that you have in your house.
I do have a lot of signs.
I don't have signs, but yours are pretty funny. Like, I don't have ducks. They aren't in a row. I have monkeys, right?
Well, it says
monkeys. I have squirrels.
I don't have ducks. They aren't in a row. I have squirrels. They are at a rave.
Oh, yes. So they clearly can't read any of my glasses.
I was like, that doesn't seem
And
monkeys.
Then you have another one that says, what the fork is for dinner?
I can't believe you said that out loud.
It's a fork. It's a picture of a fork.
I know, but it's
And then
it's implying.
The next one that I read, you have dirty signs.
I know, and I have to tell you about this. Now, this next sign that you're going to read, I have had sitting at my kitchen counter.
Did your mother-in-law get you this one, too?
No, I bought this one, but I have literally had it sitting here for a good 5 to 6 years.
Have the children ever read it or
well,
said
so,
anything?
Wait, this is what I'm going to say. Just like 2 weeks ago, Sam was like, Mom, I just got that sign. Like, he just got it, and I've literally had it sitting there for, like, 6 years.
It says, I'm feeling a little dirty.
Will you do me? Love
the dishes.
I think it's hilarious, and Sam just got it. So,
Oh, boy.
I like my little fun little signs. I used to have more, but I've condensed a little to just some faves. I don't really have.
And then Tom has a sign that says, bartender, please. Fill my glass for me.
That's actually mine.
Oh, it is yours because it's Dave Matthews.
Yes, Megan gave me that for my birthday a couple years ago. And it's a quote from a Dave Matthews song. And Dave Matthews is my favorite. So that is a favorite sign of mine. And then, like, I just have, like, some cute, like, house stuff and whatever. But
you have lots of signage in your house.
I do. I like stuff on the walls. And
our signage says, as soon as you pull in the garage, it's like, drive-through, Patterson Fruit Farm. It's the old drive-through sign.
I love it. I think it's cool.
I dug it out. Either the barn
I think it's
or
like the perfect
the shop,
spot
But I know.
It.
I'm like, when you drive right through. I never even knew they had a drive-through at one point
in time.
I actually
would have never known that.
And I love the sign, but those are the kind of signs. Like, I have fresh peaches. when pick your own strawberries.
Yeah, I like that kind Market's of stuff. Market's open. But it's all like old and vintage.
It is.
And
things like, that I've unearthed. It's kind of cool.
I think it's kind of neat.
I've upcycled them.
I think it's kind of neat. And it's the originals. So it's like,
yeah,
it's got some history there and it's pretty neat.
Yes.
What else is going on? We were going to talk about something and I don't remember what now. This is why we write things
so
down.
We're going to talk about something when you had had your surgery or were having your surgery and like, hey, can you pick me up some paper plates?
Yes.
I'm like, sure, absolutely. But I'm like, you go through a lot of paper plates.
Well, first of all, we run our dishwasher every day in our house, whether there is like, some people might think this is like a waste or whatever, but like, I'm sure we'll get like people complaining, but we run it every day because
they say you should do it every day.
Well, you really should actually, like, to keep your dishwasher in good shape, you should run it every day, but we run ours every day. Before we go to bed,
I think
that
conserves water.
And we have a well, so I feel like it's not like we really,
well, your well can run dry.
Do you know how many times you would have to run that dishwasher to make your well?
I know, but
run
you've
dry.
Had to dig a new well.
We had to dig a new well because our well got struck by lightning. What are the chances of that happening?
New wells are not cheap.
No, I know.
You know, I've got all kinds of water problems in my house.
So I know, so I don't really think you should be like judging my.
No, no, no. I'm pretty sure ours is gonna go dry.
We did have to dig a new
well.
We've
got six people in our house, and I'm taking a sidetrack before we get back to your paper plates. The kids who take the longest showers, we have a very much particular one in our house with the long showers, should have to lug all of the iron out salt into the basement.
I would agree.
I think this is a new thing.
Think it like is an obvious reason why he's probably taking the longest shower.
He's very dirty.
Okay.
I have decided that he needs to lug everything to the basement
because I just put in five bags
of iron out salt and I'm not lugging the next five down.
No, they're 40 or 50 pounds a piece.
Yeah, and it's just weird, awkward bags.
So that's something that when we moved out here, I had never had to deal with because when you live in the city, you have city water. And so
you have to pay for your water.
You pay for your water, but you never have to deal with that. And when you move out,
then
the country,
it smells like chlorination.
I think some days I would rather deal with that because when we can always tell when we need to put new salt or new iron out whatever in our water because it like tastes funny.
I can tell in the shower. Yeah. My soap doesn't lather how I like it.
It smells funny, whatever. And so I never feel like it's off my body all the way, you know. But I do miss like, I always get excited when we go on vacation and stay in a hotel and I'm like, oh, the water is.
Oh my gosh. So I have like a secret, like weird thing that I like. I like to go to the barn and drink the water out of the barn. Like not all the time, but if I'm thirsty and it's hot, I love the way that it tastes because it's unfiltered, like drinking it out of the spigot. It kind of has like almost like a little like metallic-y taste.
I feel like you are where COVID came from.
That's probably why I never got sick from COVID because I like probably generated it in my body.
Oh my God.
It's so good. Like I that love so it.
And I am the exact opposite.
I bet there's some other people there who like to drink water out of their hose.
We ran out. Well, when I was a kid, we used to drink it out of the hose, but like I also drink the tap water still at my mom's because she has city water, but I don't like the taste of our tap water. My kids drink our tap water because they've grown up on it and it's all they know. Mm-hmm. I do not like our tap water.
My kids have never had anything but well water.
So, well, that's my kids. They've never really had anything but well water. Last night we ran out of bottled water and I was like, Tom, what am I going to drink? And he's like, I don't know. I'm like, I'll just go to bed.
Water from the spigot.
No, I just went to bed. I was like, I'll just go to bed thirsty.
Now, I do make my coffee with bottled water.
Well,
because
so do I, but
like the corrosion.
I think
in
it'll
the
ruin your
pots.
Coffee pot.
Right.
Yes.
So I do that.
I do that. Not used bottled water.
Oh, we already talked about that.
We did talk
fresh
about
water.
Back
to the paper plates.
Back
we got
to paper
totally
plates.
Off topic.
Yes. So I am very wasteful, apparently. We do run our dishwasher every day, but even though we run it every day, I don't know why. It's like a psychological thing. I hate having dirty dishes. I'm like psychotic about dirty dishes. I don't like dishes in my sink.
I do not like dishes
in
my sink.
I don't like
either.
Any dirty dishes. And we run the dishwasher every night before we go to bed. And it's like the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning is unload my dishwasher.
Dan and Tom do it every night.
That's what we do every night. That is what we do. We load.
They say
the only thing that gets loaded in this house is the dishwasher.
Well, that's good. They say you should do it because you don't need to rinse your dishes then. So you save all that water. And you put them straight into the dishwasher.
Another thing they say is that if you have a newer dishwasher, I think it's like newer than 5 years, you should absolutely not be rinsing it like totally clean. You should not be washing it with like
Bill
soap.
Bill Patterson cannot grasp that.
They say if it's less than 5 years old. Now, you should get like food chunks off. Like you should rinse it. But like it can have like food particles on it.
That's how you're saving water because you're not like rinsing all that water down.
It like trains it to work. I don't know, whatever. But so anyways, I don't like using dishes. I don't know. It's like a pain in the butt. And my kids stink at taking the dishes and putting them they do put them into the sink, but then they never make it from the sink.
That's
into
a normal
the dishwasher.
Kid thing. When I say, "Hey guys, rinse your dishes and put them in the dishwasher,"
they don't do it.
Stop after the rinse.
So I'm like, rather hey guys, than
the dishwasher's open,
right? So they rather don't put them in. Than deal with that, they use a paper plate and then it makes it into the garbage, and I don't have to deal
when
with
when Dana's children
dishes.
Get married, they're going to register for paper plates and not actual china.
Do you know when I got married, I did not register for china.
Well, that's like a modern thing. So I didn't register for china either because I have my grandparents' china.
Well, and what's funny is my uncle was like, "Do you
and already
want
had plates?
Your grandmother's
had chickens on them."
My uncle was like, "Do you want your grandmother's china?" And I felt badly, but I was like, "No, I don't. I'm not a real sentimental person. I like maybe like one or two things that have like some type of meaning to me. Maybe a piece of jewelry or like I have one of my great grandmother's rings. It's not even like." A real, like, it's actually quite gaudy. And my great-grandmother, we just talked about this the other day, used to order everything off the Home Shopping Network. It was, like, her thing. It's probably, like, costume jewelry. It's not real.
It doesn't matter.
But, like, that's the kind of sentimental stuff I like. I have, like, a Yadro from my one uncle. Like, stuff
like
that.
What's a Yadro?
A Yadro is, I have it down there. It's, like.
Is it a Jewish thing?
No. It's, like, it's a piece of, like, it's a display piece. It's downstairs.
I've never heard that word in my entire life.
LL, it's a Spanish, like piece of like I want to use the word pottery, but it's like ceramic. It's not pottery, and they have like all different. They're beautiful and they're actually quite expensive. My mom collects them, and I don't really get into that stuff. But like my uncle had one, and it was like a girl and a man, and like my uncle was a big part of my life, so it like kind of reminded me of him. So I took that. I don't want someone's dishes. I don't want china. I don't have anywhere to store this
stuff. Here, I do have my. Well, I don't even have it yet. I'll get it someday. Hopefully, in many many years when my grandma passes away.
Sure.
So they are a special kind of china, and it has a basket weaver on the outside and then a big picture of a peony in the center, which is my favorite flower.
Sure.
And so my grandma, they had like service for six. And then my grandpa like searched, it's Haviland china. And he searched around and found the whole completed set for 12 and gave it to my grandma. And then in turn, I'll get that
so china. I have crystal glasses that my grandma so my grandma died before I was born. My grandpa remarried. And he remarried when I was like 4 years old. So she was what I knew. She was in my life my whole life. And she had my real grandmother's crystal glasses. And when I was like probably 30 or, you know, she just died a couple years ago. She was like, "I want to give you these crystal glasses, but you have to promise me I want you to use them as everyday glasses."
She said,
"I don't want you." She said, "Because I never used them. Your grandfather would never let me use them." She said, "I hate that we
have these things
that we don't use."
Yeah.
I don't use them because I'm worried that they'll break.
Them.
And they're in a box and I won't use them for the same reason that nobody else uses them. But, you know, I'm afraid they'll break. But that's why I'm like, I don't want all that stuff because it's just going to sit in a box. I want something that I'm either going to utilize or can look at and see on a daily basis. So, whatever.
Understandable.
That's not what I was. So anyways, we use paper plates.
So I do use them on occasion. We don't use them as much as you. But there's sometimes where paper plates are definitely
We eat
easy.
On paper plates a lot at your house, I feel
well,
like.
Well, when you guys come over, we do. But like our family
does
a normal
lot of
dinner.
Because
I'm like, oh yeah, I'm not going to wash. And sometimes I let you use real china. Like real dishes, not
Fiesta
china.
Fiesta wear. I was going to say it's not china.
So here's the thing I did not like. Is that what it is, Fiesta wear? Uh-huh. I did not like Fiesta wear. This was Bill's. He brought Fiesta wear to the relationship. I was not a fan. Now we have a friend. She's like, "If you ever want to get rid of that, can I have that?"
Right.
Like, okay. It is growing on me.
Now, I will say the reason that I like it for you, it's not something I would have chosen for myself, but
me either.
They do not have their dishes in a cabinet. They have their dishes on a shelf that displayed. Are on display.
I made these shelves and so they're really cool.
And because the Fiesta Ware is so many different colors, it looks awesome on that shelf.
But because there's so many different colors is the reason I personally didn't like them.
Well, but
because
the way I'm that more it's displayed, like a, it looks okay.
Yeah, so
but
they grew on me. Like we had them. Neutral. And then I have plates that I got when I graduated from high school, which the big plates have a rooster on them. And then the salad plate has a little hen. And I love them. And they're so cute. And I've kept them all these years.
Why do you still have those?
Because they're really cute. We use them. I'm going to bring them out. We're going to put the Corelware away. Or what? It's not Corelware. It's Fiesta. Are you sure that's what it's called?
I think so.
It's the colorful stuff. I think that's what it's called.
I think
too,
it's
maybe.
Fiestaware. Corel is the stuff that like my brother has it. It's nice. My mom has it too. It like it doesn't break.
Okay. Well, that's what we need. Everything breaks in our house.
Whatever. Oh, in other news, Kristen tried to sell their parakeet. Or no, not sell it.
No, give it away. Give it away. So Jack is okay with this. So you know, we had two. We lost one because our little barn kittens got in the house. And
it was a fight.
There was a fight and the one parakeet didn't win. I feel terrible. It was awful. Anyways, he didn't even really care. So there's this, we've talked about it before, I think. Someone in the neighborhood, like in the town, lost their parakeet.
All over town. And it says, help us locate Chippy.
So I said, that's it. I'm calling Chippy's owners and I'm going to say, Jack approved this, that we'd love to give you Caesar salad to replace Chippy.
P.S. So I called. Caesar is the name of their parakeet.
Caesar salad.
You didn't mention that.
Caesar salad is
like
the parakeet.
Trying to give them a bag of lettuce.
And so anyways, the lady was really nice, but she's like, oh, I don't think we want your parakeet. We'll keep it in mind. So if anybody wants a parakeet.
She never called you back.
She never called back. But their parakeet did talk. Caesar salad does not talk, but he's a great parakeet. He just needs more attention than Jack's willing to give him.
He's not a talented.
And when his underwear
parakeet.
And sock drawer now has bird food in it, I think it's time to get rid of. He leaves his drawers open. And they get their little feed, like chirpings or clippings or whatever. Like they break through the seed and then it's like the hull of the bird feed is like all over his clothes because he leaves his drawer open and the bird is a little messy. It's a real situation. So I'm rehoming this bird. Help
We're
me.
Talking about rehoming our bearded dragon.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I think Kristen may have just tried to rehome it to our dog trainer.
She seemed excited about it. Apparently, it's the thing to do is to wear.
She said you wear a bearded dragon while bartending, and she has a friend that is interested in it. I don't know. I don't know that my kids are. They say they want to rehome it. They're like, we love him, but we don't really want to.
Well, I'm just thinking how much space having his aquarium gone.
He's quite large.
He's
honestly the easiest pet ever. He takes like zero time, but. They let him out the other day and let him run around downstairs. Yeah.
They did?
Mm-hmm.
What did the dogs do?
They didn't even notice, actually.
Oh. Okay, so we have to do a fast five here. And my turn to ask you, because you have a fun travel trip coming up.
I do.
And I'm very jealous, very jealous. So I want you to give me five travel trips when you are leaving the country, because you are fleeing America and headed.
Going to Mexico.
To Mexico. Brush up on that Spanish. Five travel tips when you travel out of the country.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Bring a good book. Actually, bring two. Because I read a lot.
Yeah.
You might finish one and then you'll want another one. Okay, this is so weird. Bring like whatever your favorite candy or snack is because you want it in the hotel room at night. Mine's Twizzlers. I always like having Twizzlers in the hotel room at night.
Christy Garciapolo loves Twizzlers.
Really?
I had no idea. And she told me that she ate an entire pack of Twizzlers. I just outed you, Christy, one night.
We should.
I love Twizzlers.
I really love Twizzler nibs, which is the cherry ones. Yeah.
Those are good. When they're fresh, when you just open the bag.
But what's interesting is I like those fresh, but I like regular strawberry Twizzlers.
I like the pull and peels too.
I don't really like those. Much. But I like regular strawberry Twizzlers stale. Hmm. Random. Okay. Random fact about me. What else? I also, five travel tips. I don't know. I don't have travel tips. I don't.
You have no tips?
No. Like.
What about packing? Do you pack?
This is a terrible fast five. I pack literally like an hour before I leave. I'm the worst packer.
Do you roll or do you fold?
I fold. Rolling is probably the smarter way. I don't do it. I one time packed with those cool bags that like get all the stuff out, the air out, and it's probably the smarter way to do it, but I never do it. I'm not a good packer.
Do you check a bag or do you carry on?
We're checking this time. It depends on the airline I fly.
Our How do you travel card, with your passport?
In my purse, and I lose it half the time, and then I panic. I'm totally an unorganized packer or traveler. Our credit card is not airline specific, it's travel specific, so like we get points for any kind
of
travel.
Ahead to tell the credit card company that, oh, we're traveling out of the country?
I used to, but credit cards don't require it anymore.
Nice. Any other tips? You've got nothing. This is pretty lame.
I know. I'm sorry. No, I went and bought a new travel bag today, a new little toiletry bag because mine had broken, and so I bought one on Amazon. Yeah.
Oh, this is cute. It's very tropical. I liked it.
Look, Marshall's. I liked it because look at it's got like a flap on the inside.
That's
cute. It's got multiple little compartments. It was only $10.
That's nice.
I have no travel tips.
Okay, well, that was really lame. But I do want
to
give...
Do something to mark your suitcase if you check it.
I tie a little like bandana on the handle so I know it's mine.
You're my grandmother. I actually bought new travel tags today because they have them at Marshall's for $5 for two of them.
And that's cute.
Yeah, I think they're fun.
Okay, well, this is the halfway through Campbell's birthday week. Campbell turns 15 on Saturday,
that's
so
crazy.
Happy birthday to Campbell. If you see her, she actually has a meeting all day Saturday, so on her birthday. She is on the Ohio Teen Leadership Council for 4-H, and she's got an 8-hour-long meeting. Happy birthday, and then a band competition that night. So anyways, we're out of time, so friends.
All right, guys, have a great one.
We'll see you next week.
See you later.
Until then, we're mismatched.